Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
And he joins us here in studio for the final 30 minutes of the show. We're taking you up to Twins pregame, which starts at 8:30. We've got word on the street next segment. But a couple of things I want to get into with Stephen Soton as he joins us again. Appreciate you always coming in studio and giving clarity on a lot of different topics in the sports law realm. But I actually want to do a couple of different things because I do want to get to just a conversation around NFL or NBA contracts, as well as college basketball contracts, just some things with regards to contracts, professional contracts, and the guaranteed money. But I got to get something off my chest, and I know that you've got opinions about it too. So we are, today is June the 3rd, and kids are getting out of school, okay? And we know that when the weather gets nice and we're entering summertime, that when kids are out of school, and they have freedom to do things, and there's a lot of downtime, and there's less, I guess, in terms of parenting, structure. Less structure in terms, yes, of, and also just, you know, paying attention to your children and young kids having the freedom to do what they want in the summertime, that there tends to be a lot of negativity and a lot of stuff that happens in communities, not just in the city, but throughout the metro, because it's summertime.
Yep.
And when you're not, you know, paying attention, there's a lot of things that will take place. Unfortunately, Sunday night, because a lot of kids are getting out of school, we have, and when I say getting out of school, I'm talking about college and high school. Boom Island, they had a mass shooting. Let's just call it for what it is. They had a mass shooting. One woman was killed, 23 years old. You had six other people injured, okay? I saw the videos on social media. We've seen the headlines in the Star Tribune, all right? Typically, we're going to have those negative and those terrible headlines where we see young people shot and killed, South Minneapolis, North Minneapolis, St. Paul, whatever, all across. This is what I want to bring up. That, and I brought this up earlier, and I want to get your take on it. So Reverend Jerry McAfee, well-known, has been in the news. He has a nonprofit. He does the work in the community where he has individuals, whether however you want to define them, as violence, interrupters, disruptors, whatever. I call him a peacemaker. He's going in with other people doing the dirty work that typically you would want police to do. And when I say that, I'm not saying like he's going out and he's, you know, they're like arresting people.
These aren't the guardian angels of New York. This is more
stepping in. They're doing the face-to-face, trying to de-escalate stuff. They are doing the work that's the good of the community, okay? And they get grants and they get money. They get money from, you know, like the Minneapolis City Council, all of that stuff, right? And from the state. My point in bringing this up is now is not the time to look at the work that an individual like that and others do and say that we are not going to give money to them or hold back money that we previously given to them because we don't like them. I get it that there are people on the council that maybe don't like Reverend Jerry McAfee. I get that. They're upset with him because he called them out, as he should, in a meeting, face-to-face, and said that they didn't give a damn, which, quite frankly, I think that the Minneapolis City Council has a lot of people that just don't give a damn about the people of Minneapolis. That's another topic. And then secondly, they tried to paint him as the angry black man that's trying to intimidate them. No, what it was, he spoke to you in a way that you didn't appreciate because he was upset, as we all are, frustrated, as we all are, with what you're doing. They didn't like that. And then they also tried to layer that by saying not only did he try to threaten them and intimidate them and bully them, but also that he made homophobic, like, I guess, phrases or whatever towards them. Look, I don't know specifically. I can't remember. Let me say that. I can't remember specifically what he said. I think he might have said something about acting like girls or whatever. I can't remember the exact point. But if you go back and look at the video, because it's out there on, you know, social media, he was not in any way, number one, threatening anyone. He didn't threaten anybody. Let me say that right now. Secondly, he wasn't trying to do any homophobic language to anyone. But I think that there was somebody, I think there was a member of the council that's gay that took it the wrong way, or was they felt that they were, that he was directing it at them and felt that it was inappropriate. However you want to look at that. My point in bringing all of this up is, now is not the time. Like, we need to fund people that are doing the work.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I don't know Reverend McAfee personally, but mm-hmm. obviously I know people who work heavily in that community. You know, Tony Sane, Daryl Thompson. These are people who work daily in these underserved communities. And frankly, the city council and their attitude, that the people who are doing the heavy lifting in these communities don't know what's best for their community, that somehow Emily Kosky and Katie Cashman, who only go there for photo ops, are the ones who have the true insights, is beyond ridiculous. If they're getting upset by the delivery of someone who's working in this community, particularly after such a stressful and horrible event, it's so performative. Like, everything they do is so performative. I mean, listen, there are people on the city council, a small handful of people. You would have to be a sloth, a three-toed sloth, to have the handful of city council people who do care about their community. But most of them are just there for photo ops and performative. This is so unbelievably, we are living in such bizarre times. And I agree that you can't fund organizations like that enough. And even if they don't appreciate how they were approached, they have to look beyond their personal affront to deal with what they're actually working
for. Listen, they might be upset with his delivery, like you said it,
yeah.
His delivery and him being upset and all that. I don't care anything about that. I quite frankly, I'm sick of the Minneapolis City Council.
Yeah.
They are getting on my last damn nerve. Do what the people are asking you to do. And all of this stuff, and another thing that we talked about, me and you talked off air about, is this whole notion, which is so insane to me, and everybody around Minnesota thinks this. And let's shoot it down for the last time. The people in Minneapolis overwhelmingly are not, and when I say overwhelmingly, I'm talking about, you don't find people typically in Minneapolis that are saying defund the police.
Yes.
That's just not a thing. But people think that that's a thing. It is not a thing.
No, not the people who are in the city who know that that is going to be their home for their life. The people who say that are people who are in South Minneapolis for the reason of running for city council, right? I'm calling out Emily Kosky as one of those people because she knows if things get too rough, she'll just move her family to Eden Prairie and just avoid all this problem altogether. This is just, it is so performative. If you ask the people who will be impacted by defund the police, who supposedly these city council people are speaking for, they will tell you not 51%, not 61%, 80+% that is the last thing they are looking for. And listen, we've talked about this. I am a lifelong Democrat. I have been a Democrat for every day of my life. I was raised as a Democrat. I still am. These are not the Democrats that I grew up with. These are not the Democrats that were here 10 years ago. These are crazy imposters, right? I mean, and the only thing that's saving us right now is Jacob Fry, who, listen, people can have their quibbles with what Jacob has done as mayor. I think he's done an unbelievable job in incredibly hard times. But his heart is in the right place. He is speaking to the right people, and he listens, which we don't get from these city council people.
Yeah. All right, so.
Okay, both of us are getting a little bit. And we're talking politics without Jeff Hayden. I mean, we need to get Jeff in here to calm us down.
Yeah,
the true political guy needs to calm us down.
Hey, so let me throw this at you real quick. In the NBA, because we were just talking off
air. Now we're shifting to NBA. I have to get my blood pumping
I know. This will calm us down a little bit. Tibbs is out of a job in New York after, which I think is ridiculous, that he's fired after he took them as far as he did. They haven't been that far in 25 years. My question is this, though. With the NBA and the coaches, because we know about the players. You hear about player contracts all the time. With the coaches, those are fully guaranteed contracts, right?
Fully guaranteed contracts.
So why are coaches, not with Tibbs, but why are coaches getting contracts for 4 and 5 years and then immediately getting fired like a year in? I just don't understand that. I know that these owners are wealthy and they're just throwing a lot of money. That makes no sense to me. The fact that Budenholzer won a championship in Milwaukee. The next year, he gets fired. They bring in Adrian Griffin. They fire him after like 40 games. And then bring in Doc.
You got Malone, who is fired.
Yes.
Right? Like, for the most part, when I work for teams, I work on the business side, right? Which is, you know, dealing with ticket sales and endorsements and the like. And I, you know, oftentimes I see little windows into the sports side, which is much more kind of mythical in a way. And I've always kind of wondered, it would be interesting if we could get a general manager on who obviously hires and fires coaches just to say just that. I mean, my guess is it's pure economics that you can't hire a guy like Tibbs unless you give him a 5-year contract, and you can't keep him unless you continue to extend him because they can leave pretty much.
But even with Adrian Griffin, though, he got like a 4-year deal, I'm pretty sure. And then they were like 30-10. Like, they had a great record, and they fired him and brought in Doc Rivers. They went backwards.
Yeah, I
don't get it.
Coaches are one of the best jobs in America. In the extent that you keep getting these contracts, they keep getting fired, you keep getting contracts.
They were 30-13 in the first 43 games. That's impressive. 30-13, and he was fired. That's insane to me.
Yeah, and I mean, Tibbs's first year with Cat, right? Like, The team evolved. It's one of the top three teams in the East. And, you know, I don't get why they were that impatient. I mean, I do think he's, and this I've heard from the inside, like from people who worked at the at different teams where he's been at. You know, I think he's an unpleasant person. I think Tibbs is a difficult guy to work for. Mm. And, you know, being difficult oftentimes shortens your tenure. Being a good person will extend your tenure, you know, sometimes. But that couldn't have been it. I mean, I don't think people were clamoring for his head in New York.
I don't get it.
I think people were disappointed. I mean, listen, they ran into a hot team. And, you know, I still am hopeful that Indiana makes it at least a close series against OKC. I'm not so confident. But, you know, I think New York would have been a more interesting team.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are going to watch it. I can't imagine the NBA wanted this. Anyone who says that there's a conspiracy in the NBA, clearly whoever's running that cabal took the season off, because there's no way the NBA wanted Indiana against OKC.
Yep. All right, so we'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to do Word on the Street together before the Twins pregame starts at 8:30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, Word on the Street featuring Stephen Silton. And in the commercial break, producer Christopher Tubbs told Steve how this works. We go through, this is kind of our Hollywood gossip segment. And then we just react to the story. You good?
Love it.
I'm in. Right. Let's do it.
All right, let's get to it. I'm sure you guys are both King of the Hill fans. So we're going to start.
Not so much. It's all right. It's okay. All right, though.
Well, Nick Offerman, who was also Ron Swanson in Parks and Rec, spoken out about the shooting death of his Parks and Rec co-star, actor Jonathan Joss, who was on that, but then he also voiced John Redcorn on King of the Hill. Quote, the cast has been texting together about it all day and we're just heartbroken, he said in a statement to People. Jonathan was such a sweetie and we loved having him as our chief, Ken Hotate. A terrible tragedy. Ken Hotate on Parks and Rec. Now, he played the tribal elder of the Wapapoke Native American tribe and the owner of the casino. He was fatally shot near his home over the weekend, according to police in San Antonio. Police were dispatched Sunday to a location on Dorsey Drive in San Antonio for a reported shooting in progress where officers found the 59-year-old Joss, quote, near the roadway of the location and attempted life-saving measure. Actor was pronounced dead by emergency service responders. Beyond his work on Park and Rec, he voiced the character of John Redcorn in The King of the Hill. Some of his other credits included appearances in Ray Donovan, Tulsa King in the 2016 film The Magnificent Seven. A suspect has been arrested on suspicion of murder, possibly a hate crime, yep. And an investigation is ongoing.
I was aware of this story. I did read about this story. Very unfortunate situation. And this is, you know, when you think about this month and you think about Pride and everything, it's mm-hmm. just super sad. But yes, according to the statement that was put out by his husband, that they had been getting basically, there was so much homophobia from people in the community that they just couldn't bear to see two men in love or whatever. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, to think that you would just openly and brazenly shoot and kill this actor, like,
yeah.
That's mind-blowing.
In 2025.
Yes.
Well, you know, I have not seen, I did not watch King of the Hill or
Parks and Rec. It wasn't my thing.
But Nick Offerman played an unbelievable episode of The Last of Us first
yes.
season, where he played a gay character. And it was one of the most amazing hours of television.
Like Bill and Fred or something like that. Like it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was one of the best standalone hours that mm-hmm. fit well into that show. So that kind of brings that full circle. I mean, it's 2025. Yeah. And it truly is sad that those type of responses happen today.
It's just unacceptable.
You can't let people live and let live. Just, they weren't hurting anybody. They're a couple. They're two men. They're in love. Okay.
Mind your own damn business.
Exactly.
Like, that's all you need to do. If everybody minds their own damn business.
Yes.
Then we won't have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, this is beyond the pale. This is beyond the pale. Hey, my heart goes out to them and their family that's really all you can say.
Hey, Haley Joel Osment's reportedly avoiding jail time after his public intoxication arrest because a judge has ordered him into a program to treat substance abuse instead. Actor was arraigned on Monday and he was granted a 1-year diversion program. Now he must attend 3 AA meetings per week for the next 6 months and he's got to meet with his therapist twice a week as well. The Mono County District Attorney was reportedly opposed to the diversion program, citing his previous DUI arrest as the main reason why. Now, if you remember back, Haley was arrested in 2006 after hitting a brick pillar with his car while drunk. His next scheduled court appearance is January 5th, 2026, at which time a judge will decide as if he's lived up to the terms of the program. Now, Haley Joel was arrested for public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance with body cam footage later released, captured officers finding what they claimed to be cocaine, and Osment calling an officer a Jewish slur, a term he says he used, quote, in the throes of a blackout. But he later apologized for his behavior and promised to atone for his mistakes.
I see drunk people.
Yeah, I was... You beat me to it!
I... Sorry.
So you know 100% who this is.
Yeah, of course it does. Of course I do.
Dude, I'm so sad about this, dude. Seriously, what is he doing?
I don't know.
Because that is like that is one of the most famous lines ever. I see dead people.
Yes.
Like, Haley, come on, man.
Yeah.
That's sad.
This
dude.
Is like going the different strokes of feature films, right? Like that is you don't like to see these child stars in the throes of drug and alcohol abuse, and clearly this is the problem.
Like I get it, I'm old now, but he's still only 37.
Wow,
he got a lot of life.
Seriously, yeah. He was 11 when that movie came out.
Mm. Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, great movie.
Great movie.
Yes. I'm an M. Night Shyamalan. That was actually not my favorite. My favorite was Glass, one of my favorite kind of cult movies with Samuel Jackson again and Bruce Willis, right?
Yeah.
There are superheroes among us, right? But the that's a tragedy, man. I mean, mental illness going with substance abuse. I mean, all you can hope is that he seeks and receives come to Minnesota. We're the home of treatment. We'll help you.
Get to this one real quick.
All right. And Blake Lively might end up withdrawing the part of her lawsuit alleging emotional distress at the hands of Justin Baldoni. But according to lawyers, there's a catch holding things up. Actor's legal team sent a letter to the judge in the case claiming Blake is considering dropping her emotional distress claim because she doesn't want to hand over her medical records, which Baldoni's team requested from Lively. Now, his attorney, Brian Friedman, said they've been in communication with Blake's side about the records, but they've reached an impasse. He says Blake wants to withdraw the emotional distress claim without prejudice, meaning she'd be able to refile it later. Of course, he wants it withdrawn with prejudice so she can't change her mind to refile. He's asking the judge to either step in and make Lively hand over all the requested medical documents or else agree to dismiss the claims entirely with prejudice. Now, as we're all aware, Blake and Justin are suing each other over what went down while working together on the movie It Ends With Us. Lively claims Baldoni sexually harassed her during the production. He fired back by claiming she tried to undermine him and essentially take over production of the film herself and lied about sexual harassment in the process. And this emotional distress battle is just the latest in the ongoing legal war.
I'll say this. I don't know where this is going. I don't know how they determine the sexual harassment and all that. I don't know. I guess there's like texts that are involved. I don't know. This is weird.
Yeah, it's a bad lawsuit, right? And you should never sue for things like emotional distress or defamation because they expose you to all kinds of discovery that...
Well, now she's withdrawing stuff, huh?
Yeah, of course she's trying, right? And they're going to force her to do it. This is a case that probably never should have been brought. But you know what? Thank God for that. It keeps lawyers busy.
Yeah. All right, man, I appreciate you.
God, it's so great to be here. As always, it's
so
fun to be here.
That went by quick.
Quick.
For the next 3 hours, though... Twins baseball.
Yeah, go
right
Twins.
Here on the radio, home for the Twins. Twins athletics pregame starts now. Pablo Day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them. To break
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.